out into the ruined garden. She stared up at the departing broomstick, shaking her head. Daft Woolly was stuck out in the open, where he'd been trying to snag a fallen apple. He turned to flee and would have got clean away if he hadn't run straight into a pottery garden gnome. He bounced off, stunned, and staggered wildly, trying to focus on the big, fat, chubby-cheeked figure in front of him. He was far too angry to hear the click of the garden gate and the soft tread of approaching footsteps. When it comes to choosing between running and fighting, a Feagle doesn't think twice. He doesn't think at all.
"What are you grinning at, pal?" he demanded. "Oh, aye, you reckon you're the big man, eh, just 'cause you's got a fishing rod?"
He grabbed a pink pointy ear in each hand and aimed his head at what turned out to be quite a hard pottery nose. It smashed anyway, as things tend to do in these circumstances, but it did slow the little man down and cause him to stagger in circles. Too late, he saw Miss Level bearing down on him from the doorway. He turned to flee right into the hands of also Miss Level. Her fingers closed around him.
"I'm a witch, you know," she said, "and if you don't stop struggling this minute, I will subject you to the most dreadful torture. Do you know what that is?"
Daft Woolly shook his head in terror. Long years of juggling had given Miss Level a grip like steel. Down in the long grass the rest of the Feagles listened so hard it hurt. Miss Level brought him a little closer to her mouth.
"I'll let you go right now without giving you a taste of the 20-year-old macabre single malt I have in my cupboard," she said.
Rob Anybody leapt up.
"Ach, Criven's mistress, what a thing to taunt a body wi'. Do you no have a drop of mercy in you?" he shouted. "You're a cruel hag indeed, te—"
He stopped. Miss Level was smiling. Rob Anybody looked around, flung his sword on the ground, and said,
"Ach, Criven's!"
The Nac Mac Feagle respected witches, even if they did call them hags, and this one had brought out a big loaf and a whole bottle of whisky on the table for the taking. You had to respect someone like that.
"Of course I'd heard of you, and Miss Tick mentioned you," she said, watching the meat, which is not something to be done lightly. "But I always thought you were just a myth."
"Aye, we'll stay that way if you dinna mind," said Rob Anybody, and belched. "'Tis bad enough with them archaeology men wanting to dig up her moans, without them folklore ladies wanting to take pictures of us and all that."
"And you watch over Tiffany's farm, Mr. Anybody?"
"Aye, we do that. And we dinna ask any reward," said Rob Anybody stoutly. "Aye, we just tack a few wee eggs and fruits and old clothes and—"
Daft Woolly began. Rob gave him a look.
"Was that one of those times when I shouldn't open my big fat mouth?" said Woolly.
"Aye, it was," said Rob.
He turned back to both of Miss Level.
"Maybe we'd tack the odd bitty thing lying aboot in locked cupboards and such," added Daft Woolly happily.
"But it's no mist, and we keeps an eye on the ships in payment," said Rob, glaring at his brother.
"You can see the sea from down there," said Miss Level, entering that state of general bewilderment that most people fell into when talking to the Feagles.
"Rob Anybody means the sheep," said Awfully Wee Billy.
Gonagals know a bit more about language.
"Aye, I said so, sheeps," said Rob Anybody. "Anyway, aye, we watch her farm. She's the hag over our hills, like her granny," he added proudly. "It's through her the hills know they are alive."
"And a hiver is—"
Rob hesitated.
"Dunno the proper hagging we are talking about it," he said. "Awfully Wee Billy, you know them langworts."
Billy swallowed.
"There's old poems, mistress. It's like a mind without a body, except it disna think. Some say it's nothing but a fear and it never dies. And what it does," his tiny face wrinkled, "it's like them things you get on sheep," he decided.
The Feagles, who weren't eating and drinking, came to his aid.
"Horns, wolves, tails, legs, chairs," this was Daft Woolly.
"Sheep ticks," said Billy thoughtfully.
"A parasite, you mean," said Miss Level.
"Aye, that could be the word," said Billy. "It creeps in, you ken. It looks for folks wi' power and strength. Kings, you ken, magicians, leaders. They say that way back in time, afore there was people, it lived in beasts. The strongest beasts, you ken, the one wi' big, big teeths. And when it finds you, it waits for a chance to creep into your head, and it becomes you."
The Feagles fell silent, watching Miss Level. "Be come."